Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Stock markets around the world have continued to fall sharply as investors assess Donald Trump's large tariffs on goods entering the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones has suffered its biggest two-day fall in 5 years, losing 10% of its value. Michelle Fleury reports.
All three major American stock indexes closed down more than 5%. The Dow Jones tumbled over 2,000 points. The Nasdaq entered what's known as bear market territory, which means it's now fallen more than 20% from the recent peak it reached in December. And there were few places to hide. More than 95% of stocks on the S&P 500 index, which tracks the share prices of the 500 biggest American companies, also fell. Markets have been in decline since even before Trump's tariff announcement, but the rout deepened after China retaliated with duties of its own, raising the prospect of an extended trade war.
The European Union has condemned the US tariffs as damaging and unjustified. The Trade Commissioner, Maroš Šefčovič, said the EU was committed to meaningful negotiations but was prepared to defend its interests. Ukraine says a Russian missile strike on Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown of Kryvyi Rih hit a residential area, killing 18 civilians. At least six of the victims are reportedly children. Russia's defense ministry says it carried out a high-precision attack, killing dozens of military personnel. Here's our Ukraine correspondent, James Waterhouse.
We're seeing pictures of a gaping chasm in the side of a residential block, smouldering away with scattered bodies in a neighbouring playground. There are relatives stood or even holding the hand of those who have been killed in these strikes. And you would imagine, as the recovery operation continues, that the death toll may well rise. There are scars caused by shrapnel blasts. And President Zelensky says this is proof that Russia, in his words, is not interested in peace, but continuing to wage its full-scale invasion.
Donald Trump has again extended a deadline for the sale of TikTok. It will allow the video-sharing app to remain available in the United States for another 75 days. The platform is hours away from a deadline to be sold by its Chinese owner or face a U.S. ban. Here's Lily Jamali.
What we're hearing from Donald Trump is that even though his administration, in his words, had made tremendous progress, that there was more work required. And we have to talk about ByteDance, which owns TikTok, confirming that they have, in fact, been talking to the U.S. government about what they call a potential solution, not a potential deal, not a potential purchase, but a potential solution. They say there are key matters yet to be resolved. They also noted that any agreement will be subject to approval under Chinese law. We have long known this, that there's no sale without Beijing's approval.
BBC News. A U.S. court has ordered the energy firm Chevron to pay more than $700 million to repair damage to coastal wetlands in Louisiana. A jury found that Texaco, which was acquired by Chevron more than 20 years ago, had breached the state's environmental guidelines for decades. Chevron called the decision unjust and said there were numerous legal errors. An American judge has ruled that a man who was wrongly deported to El Salvador must be returned to the United States by Monday. Kilmar Obrego Garcia was among more than 200 people taken to a Salvadoran prison last month. They were accused by the Trump administration of being gang members. U.S. immigration officials have blamed an administrative error for Mr. Obrego Garcia's deportation. The BBC understands that Instagram's owner Meta and the tech company Pinterest have made secret donations to a charity set up in the name of the British teenager Molly Russell. The 14-year-old took her own life after being exposed to a stream of suicide and self-harm material on the platforms. The Russell family have said they will never accept compensation over Molly's death, but will work with firms to make the internet safer. Meta and Pinterest have declined to comment. The Malian singer Amadou Bagayoko, who sold millions of albums worldwide with his wife Mariam, has died at the age of 70. Known as the blind couple from Mali, Amadou and Mariam blended traditional music from their home country with rock guitars and Western blues. The pair achieved worldwide success with their album Dimanche à Bamako. BBC News.